Community Matters. Solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference.
Hey, it's Megan from The Morning Show. Welcome to another edition of Community Matters. I'm really excited for this week's interview because we're talking with a construction ministry that's based out of Montpelier, Virginia, and it's called Resurrection Disaster Relief. And they do some really cool things throughout the year, serving families in need, but they're also doing something very specific right now in response to the coronavirus relief efforts. So good morning. Welcome to the show. I would love if you could just introduce yourself to our audience and tell us a little bit about your organization.
My name is Colleen Fabling, and I'm the director for Resurrection Disaster Relief. We're a faith-based nonprofit based here in Montpelier, Virginia. And our goal is to rebuild homes and rebuild lives. And so we use building projects and construction, such as building roofs or renovating handicapped bathrooms or you kind of name it, anything that has to do with construction that needs a repair. And we use that as an opportunity to show people the gospel and share it and how God comes in when our life is broken and he rebuilds it in his name. And so that's what our normal focus is. But right now, because we can't be in people's homes, we've transitioned into taking groceries to people who are in need. And so that's the current outreach that we're working on, is providing groceries for 100 families this coming week.
That is awesome. So talk to me a little bit about how Resurrection Disaster Relief started. What's the history of the organization? How long have you guys been around?
We've been around for about, I think it was 2011, and it was started by a guy named Chris Childs, and he went on a disaster relief trip in Mississippi, and when he came home, he had been in construction, and you know, he ran crews, and he had a family, and God said, I want you to go into full-time ministry and do this. And so he, you know, talked it out with the Lord and with his wife, and he quit his job and started a ministry doing what he was doing for his job for free for those in need. So widows, you know, families that had come on hard times, people that had been in terrible accidents or had leaky roofs. And I actually got started with the ministry about 9 years ago when I was 16. And I gave my life to the Lord because of seeing God work through the ministry, through people being the hands and feet and seeing how the gospel was in action. I became the director about 2 years ago, and I just love it. I love seeing God work in people's lives and use practical things like a home repair to show them that he really loves them. And you know, we get to invite the church to be a part of that.
Have you had a lot of interaction with the people who are on the receiving side of the work that Resurrection Disaster Relief has done? And what has their experience been?
Yes, 100%. We're in their home with them, you know, while we're working on the projects. And we have some really precious families that we've been able to minister to. One of my favorites is Miss Jackson. We helped her several months ago, and she had a kitchen and her floor was literally falling in. The sink was all, you know, collapsed and everything. And interacting with her while we redid her kitchen was amazing, and it ministered to us so much because she had just this joy and passion for the Lord, and she was so grateful. It was just the sweetest thing to be able to tell her that Jesus cares about her rotten floor. You know, he cares about every single need, and he, you know, he took care of it, you know, and we got to be a part of that. And so, yeah, we have interaction with every, you know, every homeowner, because we're right there serving. You know, we're a small ministry, and we get to be the ones being the hands and feet, and we get to invite people to be a part of it. That's one example, but we have so many sweet stories of our lives being touched and those that we minister to being touched while we're serving on their home.
And I would imagine when you're working with somebody like Miss Jackson, who is a believer, has that heart for Jesus Christ, that it does make a difference. Have you been in situations where you guys have actually been able to minister to the people receiving, or are you pretty much serving the Christian community?
Oh, no, we definitely have families that we've served that don't know the Lord, and we've seen them come to the Lord, which is why we do what we do. And it is amazing. The doors that God opens, you know, some that don't know the Lord, we show up and that might be cold or hard. And, you know, you just see that we need to start praying right now that God would soften their heart and let us, you know, minister to them. And, you know, sometimes we don't see that change, but a lot of times we do. And it's such a beautiful thing to see the Holy Spirit work through us to minister to somebody's heart and allow them to see the gospel and then grab hold of it. And I just love it. You know, like I said, my life was changed by serving with the ministry. And so I love seeing when families and individuals are changed by being ministered to or serving right along with us too.
So you say your life has been changed by serving with the ministry. In what ways? What changes have you seen happen since your involvement?
So my first time being involved, I was 16, and I had been a girl that grew up in the church, and you know, I had a great life, but things started to shift and change a lot with my family around that time, and it was just a really hard season, and I was a teenager, so that's hard in general. And I had a lot of bitterness, and I, you know, just had things I didn't understand in my life. And Chris Childs, who was the one who was the director at the time, he and I went to the same church, and he invited me to go on a trip. And he said, I want you to come with me. We're going to rebuild homes. It's going to be awesome. And I'm like, okay, you know, I've never done that before, but I'll go. I like to serve people. And on that trip, we were rebuilding homes after Katrina in North Carolina, and I saw the church in action, and I heard people share their testimonies, and I saw how a building could be used as a tool to share the gospel and the church working together. And I gave my heart to Christ shortly after that trip, because I, you know, I said I'd grown up in church, but I saw it in action, and it was so beautiful to me. I wanted to be a part of that for the rest of my life. And God has woven this beautiful story, and I just love looking back on it. Like I said, I was 16 when that happened, and here I am 9 years later serving with the same ministry as the director, and I have my dream job. I love it. I never thought I'd be here, but 2 years ago, I was offered the position to be the director, and it was a no-brainer. I love, love, love what I do. I love serving. I love inviting youth like I was invited to be a part. I love pouring into them, and I love seeing lives changed through construction ministry.
That is incredible. How does Resurrection Disaster Relief stay funded? Where does your support come from?
Individuals and local churches give. We fundraise for our projects, and so like Miss Jackson's, we talk with local churches and people in the area and ask them to be a part of it. And it's amazing to see the generosity of the community be a part of changing these people's lives right along with us.
That is amazing. And so for this particular one, then the grocery outreach, I'm not exactly sure what to call it, but how are you guys funding that specifically? Same thing?
The same thing. And boy, have we seen people be generous and give. I've been blown away. Local churches have given, individuals, some businesses. It's just been amazing. Our outreach, we're trying to raise $10,000, and we are seeing the Lord bring that money in from just amazing, amazing hearts that want to be a part of it. And we still have some to raise, and we welcome anyone that wants to be a part of it. But I know I'm walking in faith, and I know that God is going to bring in every dollar to bless every family. It's just so fun to watch that happen and invite people to be a part of this big need, which is right now groceries. And our plan is to serve 100 families groceries for a week.
That's incredible. And how are you finding the families? Are they already reaching out? You've already identified them, or you're in the process of doing that?
We're in the process. We are working with local churches, and each church within 25 miles of Montpelier, Virginia, can submit up to 5 names. And we're also working with a couple local agencies, like a foster care agency and a ministry that works with single moms to collect names as well. And we're seeing the numbers roll in. It's so fun to invite other ministries to be a part of this outreach as well. And we've just seen a great turnout for people that want to help pack groceries and donate and deliver groceries and give financially. It's just a great time to see the church, the body of Christ, working together. And it's not about a name or an organization. It's just about the body serving together. And we're seeing that right before our eyes while we're doing this outreach. And it is just awesome.
Wonderful. Now, when it comes to the grocery campaign itself, the grocery blessing, with that cost being $10,000, are you guys only seeking financial support, or are you also asking people to donate food, non-perishable goods?
Well, we are just asking for financial support because we've worked with a local grocery store that was able to order everything that we were needing. There was a couple items they couldn't order, but I mean, big stores that we went to, they were like, we're so sorry, but we can't, you know, order that in bulk because everyone needs it in bulk. And so we prayed and God brought to light this one grocery store, and I called them and I said, hey, this is what we're trying to do. Is there any way you can help us, you know, do bulk orders? And they said, sure, come on in. And they have been amazing. And so we were able to order in bulk.